Why, hello, my dear readers. I hope you are well. Does this Christmastime missive disturb your Noel? I hope you are cheerful and happy and jolly, and lounging beneath a fine garland of holly. I have come with a gift. It's a thing that's brand new. Would you like me to open and show it to you? It's a tale out of time, a quaint holiday story of some Christmases past, shown in all of their glory. It's a series of flashbacks from the season of snow that in years still to come will be called a clip show. So please gather with us at the Bitchertons' home, and don't worry too much. The rest isn't a poem. I humbly present for your listening pleasure our Christmastime special. Begin at your leisure.
I'm so glad we're all here. We're all doing this in these troubling, uncertain times. The one thing we have is family, and it may not be a complete family, as we all know, Papa's still away on business or whatever he's doing.
Yeah, where is he?
Traveling for, you know, business.
What is his business?
I wouldn't worry about it too much, Violet. It's different from your business, I would say. It's manly business, I would say, also.
Oh, okay.
From what I've gathered over the years.
Violet, why are you still here?
Excuse me?
Sorry.
What was that?
I said that.
What did
I said
you
a
say?
Thought out loud. I should
Girls, please.
We're so lucky you're still here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I'm supposed to be coming out. You know that.
Right. I forgot. Yes. Yes.
Hey, everybody. I got some drinks. Who would like a little Christmas eggnog?
Me!
Of course, patience.
I would. Thank you.
Esty, I've got a special one for you. Here you go, right there.
Oh, I'm doing a dry December.
Oh. I can make you hot chocolate or something.
Or oh, sure.
Water.
Thank you.
Hot chocolate?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Everyone else, here, just take your eggnog. I'll be right back.
No rush.
No. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna put a little make a little snow angel type thing in the whipped cream. I'm really excited about it. It's gonna be great. Okay, you just wait right there. I'll be right back.
I'm okay. It's fine. Hot chocolate coming up.
Mama, I have two things to talk to you about.
Yes?
One, may I please try some of the eggnog?
I suppose you're old enough now?
Great.
A girl of 16? But 16?
Oh, that's disgusting. Okay, next thing. You really have to talk to Davis. He keeps going in the kitchen and disturbing the servants.
That's true.
And he shouldn't be in there. He can't be whipping cream. He's a man.
That's very true. I feel powerless to stop him. He's so... When he gets his mind set on something, like giving Esty a dry... Whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
A dry chocolate.
Getting Esty wet.
Esty.
Oh, there he is.
I've got the hot chocolate for you. Look, I made a little snowman out of whipped cream on top, and it's got some powdered sugar and a little bit of shaved cocoa.
Oh, thank you. I usually like it with marshmallows instead of whipped cream.
Oh.
Well, Davis, I think there's some suet in the kitchen if you want to grab that.
Okay. Oh, hello, everyone.
Oh, good. The vicar's here. Now we can start our Christmas tradition of telling Christmas memories around the fireplace.
Sorry, I was just, taking a moment to, remember the reason for the season, and that is our good Lord, our good Lord Jesus Christ and his Father, God. And you know the best thing is how much Jesus would listen to his Father, God.
Dad.
And do the things that Dad. God wanted.
Dad.
You know, he died.
He died for his father. We do this every Christmas. Dad.
Okay, Vicar. All right. Let's rein it in.
Yes, of course, patience. I'm just trying to make sure everyone's in the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. This is a merry day, after all.
Yes, merry.
Oh, and she's bringing out the pudding now.
Here it is, Mum. A Christmas pudding for the whole family.
Thank you, Mary.
Now, Mary has a Christmas memory that she'd like to share. Ooh. About the most handsome man I ever met and the only man I ever loved. Flashback begins now. Doodly 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 doodly.
Oh, my sweet love.
That's what I sounded like when I was younger.
Oh, my sweet love. How will we ever be together?
I don't know, but I'm sure we'll come up with something. Because you're creative. It's what I love most about you, Mary. That big old brain of yours.
Thank you. I'm sure we'll be very happy together.
And we were. Flashback over. Doodly doodly doodly. And we got married, and we've been married ever since. He's very faithful, and we have 4 kids.
Oh, I had no clue you were married. That's
me neither.
Amazing. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, curtsy. Enjoy your pudding. Bye-bye.
That was such speedy exposition.
She's a fast runner and a fast storyteller as well.
She just gets right to it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's why we keep her around. Maybe I should have asked her more questions over the years. Anyway, let's all go around and share some of our favorite Christmas memories. I'll go first. Thank you. The year is 20 years ago from whatever day it is now. Maybe 15, I'm unsure. My memory is going. Maybe it's all the brandy. Mary is running around getting all the special puddings prepared. Dear Ernest, Ernest, our guests are almost here.
Oh, my love. Thanks for the fair warning. I will put on my Christmas robe and be down post-haste.
Oh, sure. Your Christmas robe, as is tradition. Wow, what an exciting year. It's our first time hosting the vicar and his wife. This is so thrilling and so pious of us. Esty, little Esty, get in your best frock, have Mary dress you, and then come and greet our guests.
Mama, I don't want to do tradition. I hate tradition.
Now, my stubborn girl. Go and put on your best frock. It's got an empire waist because of the time period.
I hate empire waist.
Esther, you know that tradition is an important part of our family.
Yes, Papa.
You are to wear the most uncomfortable thing possible while I wear the most comfortable thing possible.
Yes,
that's
Papa.
That's just how it is.
Yes. Thank you, Papa.
Oh, and I'm heavily pregnant also with Gwen, and so I can't run around and get you dressed, so Mary, you'll have to take care of that.
It's a girl? I'm gonna have a baby sister?
Oh yeah, I called it. When you're carrying a shape like that, you could be sure it's a girl.
Mary, your ability to come into a room without anyone realizing you're there and pipe up out of the woodwork is just freaky.
Well,
it's
sir...
It's just freaky.
Begging your pardon, but I didn't enter. I've been here all the while.
I love you, Mary.
If you're here, then who's preparing the goose pies and the boar's head and the Christmas pudding?
Oh, gotta go!
Davis went into the kitchen. He might be trying to cook again.
I'm doing a great job, everybody. Don't come in. It's gonna be fine.
Get out of here. This is my domain.
Ow!
I don't have much. Get out
no,
of
no,
here.
No, I want to impress it. No, I can do it. I'm a big boy. I can do it all by myself.
That young Davis, always in and out of the kitchen. Oh, our guests have arrived. Oh, this is so exciting. I'm a bit nervous.
Yes, go fetch them while I stand handsomely in the entryway.
The vicar, please. We are so honored to have you. Please, come in.
Oh, thank you for having us. You know my wife.
Not well.
Why don't you come in, Rosemary? Why don't you come in?
Hello. I'm very shy.
Oh, don't be. Let them see your beautiful face.
Stop
your,
it.
Your dashing gait as you walk through. I can't get enough of watching you.
My goodness, what a passionate husband you are.
I've got a little bit of a cough. I'm sure it's nothing.
Me too. Why would we ever worry about a cough in the Regency area?
Quick, quick, everyone cough so she doesn't feel self-conscious.
Mom, Dad, hey, hi.
Oh, Davis, come here, little one.
Oh, I love you so much. I did all the cooking.
Wow.
That's not true.
I did all
Davis
of it.
Did not do the cooking, okay?
I put my fingers in everything.
Incredible.
I'm going to go do it again.
Incredible, my dear boy.
And thank you again for sending your small child ahead of you to the house to hang out while we all got Christmas supper ready. That was super helpful.
You know how much he loves hanging over here, and I'd do nothing to stand in between Davis and any of the Bitchertons.
Oh, I really appreciate that.
Yes, just standing handsomely in the entryway. You noticed me yet?
Oh, hello, Mr. Bitcherton. I'm not sure we've ever met. Rosemary Boscovich Devoutly.
Rosemary Boscovich Devoutly. Absolute pleasure to make your acquaintance, Vicar. You've done well for yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. It's just... Just feels good to finally allow everyone to, meet my wonderful wife. She's usually off and, she travels a bunch with her readings and her stories and her doctorships.
I know some of this might sound strange to say, but I would remind you that canonically I'm a bit of a chauvinist. Rosemary, what beautiful skin you have. Very, very pale, almost as if you're unwell.
Yes, it's, I was traveling in Germany, and I might have caught something, but it's fine, I'm sure it's nothing. I'm sure it's nothing. Oh, is that blood?
Oh, that's weird.
No, that's just a little bit of a Christmas cherry, I'm sure.
Christmas cherry.
Christmas cherry. Let's usher you both into the drawing room for drinks and merriment.
Yes, please, come. A spot of brandy before supper, perhaps.
Ooh, yes.
And I just want to say, Vicar, I love being married to you, and I'm sure we're going to have many, many more Christmases together. I can't wait to celebrate our 50th anniversary, which is also on Christmas, one day with you, which I'm sure we'll be able to do.
Oh, yes. I look forward to our many, 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 many Christmases as well. And, just being around you and your energy just keeps me so focused. It's really just church and you. I really don't have time.
And our son.
But mostly you and, watching you the way you write and just sitting there reading my Bible while you write in the study. I can't imagine what I would do without you.
Well, luckily we don't have to think about that because it'll never happen.
Exactly.
How good to be alive.
Yes.
How good to be alive.
Cheers to that.
Let's cheers.
Cheers.
To life.
Cheers. To having our best years ahead of us.
And yes. May we all live forever until, of course, we go and meet Jesus. Cheers.
Ah, yes.
Davis, do you have a second?
Yeah, what's up, bestie?
Oh, it's lovely having your whole family here. I've been reading more books lately. About medical stuff. That's what I'm into right now.
Oh, nice.
Is your mom okay?
Yeah, she's the best lady ever.
Okay. That's it. That was all.
Vicar, could I have a quick word?
Yes, of course.
I was wondering, Vicar, I find myself drawn to certain temptations of the financial variety.
Ooh.
Do you have any advice as someone close to God how I might buck these awful devils on my shoulder that keep encouraging me to place bets on anything worth a bet?
Well, as a vicar, I am here to inform you that, one thing I always know is God is never wrong. So the next time you feel the need to place a bet, pray on it. And if the need doesn't go away, that is simply something God wants you to do.
Hmm.
And enact it. And just, you know, that just use that metric. It works for everything. Anytime I feel sin coming on, I usually ask God what he should want me to do, pray against it, and usually it goes away or it doesn't, and it's something he wants me to do.
In that case, Vecca, is it impossible that you would take odds on your wife surviving the year? What do you think those are?
Ooh.
Three to one, 5 to 1?
I mean, I have to say I'm kind of confused. She seems healthy to me. Does she seem like she might be under the weather? You know, there's just a...
No, I agree. She seems healthy. So those are good odds she'll survive, which means my bet would be a little bit, but it would pay off insurmountably if she were to croak for any reason.
Yes, if you were to do a bet like that, you know? Yes, for sure.
Ah, we'll talk later.
Okay. Well, odd.
That certainly was a Christmas, and I experienced it, as did some of you.
I'm surprised you remembered so much, Mama.
Why would you say that, Esty?
But that was a good year. We were rich for a little bit after that. It was a good year for Papa, before he made his next bet.
Good year for pies, too.
I'd never actually... I didn't really remember that. I didn't realize my mom came over for that Christmas, and I didn't realize I was such a good cook at such a young age.
You really weren't supposed to be in there.
But yeah. You did go in. So thanks for that, Davis. But yes, your mother, she was so young, so beautiful. They were so passionate. Such an equitable relationship they had.
Yeah, she was pretty great.
Do you remember more about her, Davis?
I don't remember a lot about her, honestly. I remember she wore really nice, long, like, flowy dresses, and I'd kind of run up to them and, like, you know, hug her legs, and I'd get lost in the folds, and that was fun. And then sometimes I'd get too lost, and then I'd trip, and then she'd trip, and then she'd go, Davis, why'd you do that? But I knew she was happy about it and not actually angry at me.
Your mother let you hug her? She must have been a good mama.
Yeah, seriously.
Is that not standard?
I've never done that.
No, hug watch is this. The devil's work.
Watch me try to hug Mama right now.
Yeah.
Mama, here I come.
No, stay away. Stay away.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's a strong stiff arm. You don't see that a lot.
I try.
Well, where do you
think
Violet gets her strong arms from?
Not from you. You're my aunt. We're not even related.
It's a figure of speech, Violet. All right.
Everyone knows that arm strength is inherited from your mother's aunt, from your aunt. Like baldness.
By marriage, yes.
All right. We're not even related.
Could I go next? I'd love to tell my favorite Christmas story.
Sure, I guess.
What was that sound, Davis?
Oh, it was the flashback sound.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it was weird coming from you.
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to get
damn,
everyone
Esty.
In
there.
Okay.
Please excuse my daughter. She's on one today.
So it was just a couple of years ago, and it was the first time I ever got to shop for Christmas presents myself. And I went to the local shops, and I had a little bit of money that Father gave me, and I went around and I tried to find the perfect Christmas present for anyone, and I was doing really well until I tried to get my last Christmas present.
Okay, it's just that Davis made the sound, but then he was still, like, present day telling the story. We weren't in the scene yet, so I think he made the sound too early.
I don't... When does the sound come in?
We'll take that feedback under consideration,
Leave
Esty.
The present day narration and you fade through a snowy transition into the past.
Hello, I'm the shopkeeper in this scene, and I would like to suggest that the narration occurred over the visual of the flashback, having not begun yet. A sort of voice of God.
I can live with that.
What visual?
An imagined visual.
Davis, take it away.
Everything was going great until it came time to buy my last and most important Christmas present. would Esty want? What would Esty
Young want? Man, oh. May I be of any assistance?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm trying to find the perfect Christmas present for everyone in my life, and I've nailed it so far. Absolutely gangbusters.
Oh, good for you. A good shopper is key to society.
I didn't know I was so good at this, but like, it turns out I'm an amazing cook and also a great shopper. But I'm stuck. There's a girl she's just the best. She's phenomenal, and I want to get her something really special, but I don't know what she would want.
Say no more, young man. Something romantic that nonetheless carries with it the spark of the season. What about our collection of live doves?
How many doves come in a pack?
4 to a pack, any more, and they suffocate within the little satchel.
I think this might be a little involved. I don't want it to be too romantic. I want it to kind of say like, hey, we've been childhood best friends, but I kind of want to be something more. But like, if you don't want it, that's kind of cool. I want to like kind of hedge my bet against it just in case.
Ah, playing it coy, are we?
Yeah. But not too coy that she doesn't get the idea. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's a thin line.
Well, you might consider this, which is our extra large pack of 6 doves.
So, I hear you on the doves. I hear it.
I really need to move the doves. I really, really need to move the doves.
I think the upkeep would be a problem. I think I want a gift that you give it once and it's not the gift. I don't want the gift that keeps on giving.
No doves, no doves. I won't speak another word of the doves.
I'm not saying a hard no, just like, what else do you got?
Let's bring you over here to the back of the shop.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Something coy that carries with it a hint of romance without being explicit.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yes, perfect, perfect.
Yes. Here is where we keep our edible undergarments.
Okay. No. I think
we have them in cherry. We have them in apricot. We have them in suet.
Yeah. You have them in suet?
Yes.
Is there a lot of demand for that?
Well, they're still here and it's very close to Christmas. Listen, I have to move the doves and I have to move the edible underwear.
I think where the doves were already pretty romantic, it feels like we've gone, the hint has gotten a much, you're really pounding me over the head with romantic, or really more erotic. I think that we're not going there. More just like a hint of, I was thinking like okay, imagine this, like a chocolate covered strawberry, right? It's a strawberry and it's beautiful and it's lovely, but it's got the chocolate, which is a little more like, ooh, I love you. It's a hint.
Chocolate-covered, strawberry-flavored underwear.
No. Again. No. I'm a soft no on the doves, hard no on the underwear. Hard no on the underwear.
Well, young man, I do have these lovely strawberries just arrived from overseas.
Oh, okay.
And I do also have this chocolate fountain, which has not yet found its purchaser. Now, were you to combine these elements into one gift, it is possible that they could find purchase with your love known love.
This seems perfect.
I'll throw in a dove and a pair of edible underwear.
Listen, I can't. You're not going to move them through me. Like, I recognize you have a small business, and I recognize how hard it is.
I appreciate the firm boundary communicated. I'll say not another word.
Okay, so I've got the strawberries. I've got the fountain of chocolate. How do I, this might sound strange, how do I make a chocolate-covered strawberry?
Ha! Well, let me introduce you to a concept you may not be familiar with. It's called getting your fingers in there.
Oh, okay, so just kind of stick it in there and then it's golden?
You stick one into the other, you take them home, reverse that order of operations, and that is how it works for the low, low price of what's on this price tag.
Oh, okay.
And that's just for the strawberries. The fountain is this other price tag.
Oh, okay. So maybe I should have started with price. I've only got this much left.
Yes. Well, let's see what I can dig up here in this big box of junk. No, too explicit. Very explicit. What about this canister of hot chocolate?
Yeah. That is perfect. It's something you can drink. It tastes good. It's a thing you drink together around the fireplace, huddled together for warmth. That's what I want. Can I have it?
Absolutely, you can. We've done it again. Let me just say, if you find the body of a dead dove inside the hot chocolate, they're easy to dispose of.
I'm going to just go ahead and I'm going to give you the money and just cross my fingers that we don't have to cross that bridge.
Better cross the mole. Better cross your toes.
Authorities, open up.
Oh.
Yeah, shopkeeper, you know why we're here.
Fuck me.
That's right. Just like you killed all those illegal doves.
No.
You are under arrest.
It wasn't
for
me.
Dove poaching and dove trafficking.
Me. I've had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. It's the child. The child is to blame.
Oi, this I can tell by looking at this guy's hands. He ain't never done any no illegal dove trading.
Well, I mean, I could have done it. I mean, I
no, no, you're weak, you're soft, boy. Now this wily shopkeeper, you come and you gotta face the king's justice. Come with us.
Enjoy the hot chocolate, young man. Seize love before it's too late.
Thank you, shopkeeper.
Take an edible underwear on the house.
No.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl. In a special Gertrude world, happy birthday, happy birthday! I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two, that's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck.
And so, yeah, that was the first Christmas that I ever saw anyone get arrested and dragged away. I thought that was pretty eventful.
Oh, I remember that Christmas, Davis. That was the year you got me the dead dove. That was so funny.
So I didn't mean to get you a dead. I meant to get you the
hot
chocolate.
I was like, that's my best friend. He gets me. That's so hilarious.
Yes.
But like,
best friends.
But
that's,
it was.
That's exactly
no,
the perfect relationship for you two.
Esty, didn't you perform an autopsy on the dead bird afterwards? All kinds of science. That girl likes. I don't understand why.
I did. I found out the dove died. It was a pretty illegal reason, actually.
Okay, yeah, we don't need to know. But, Dave is so thoughtful of you, truly.
I'm just glad you like it, I guess.
Enough of all this somber talk. Christmas memories are meant to be full of cheer and delight. Like my favorite Christmas memory when we were but tiny girls, so young, and we were sliding down the hill as fast as we could on our new sled.
Gwen, you forgot to do doodly doodly doo.
Doodly 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 doo. We were so young, and it was so long ago. It was winter, of course, as it always is at Christmas, and there was snow blurring around. We were sledding on a brand new sled that Papa had bought us from the market. And the sled was going so fast as the snow flew past us, and we ran out of control and came to a tumble at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, no! Oh, Gwen, be careful!
Retreat!
Oh,
Retreat!
I've never
Retreat.
Let this happen! Stop it!
Stop it! I'm gonna throw up!
Oh. That's all over me.
Oh, no! Young Violet, young Esty, are you all right?
Well, I'm a little wetter than when we started, but I'm okay. How are you, Gwen?
I'm also a little wetter, but mine happened a little earlier.
Oh, Violet. I thought there was warm amongst the cold. You've pissed yourself again.
Yeah.
I kind of wish you didn't take the rear of the sled.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm the visitor, you know. So,
yeah, just it,
sort
yeah.
of what I want.
You and your stupid family always coming and ruining our Christmas.
Gwen,
if I could have one Christmas wish, I wish Violet wasn't here anymore.
What the heck? Okay, because that was rude. That was rude and straight up. I'm going to tell my aunt, Patience. I'm going to tell her you said that about me.
Oh, she's not going to care, Violet.
She's going to smack ya.
No.
Who's that in the trees?
Girls, that looks like a nasty, nasty fall.
Get back, get back. We don't know who this man is. What? Everyone get back. Do not go near him.
Are you all right?
I'm going to pin him down. Violet!
Young girl here,
I'm going to strangle him. I'm going to strangle him.
Violet, just a very old man.
Violet, you're killing him.
Oh, no, goody, girls unpunished.
Sorry. Okay, whoa, sorry. I think I maybe, like, acted before thinking, and I do want to apologize. I did not realize how old you were. So sorry about that. Here, let me help you up, and I'm so sorry that I strangled you and attacked you. That was not
called
for.
Here I am inquiring after your welfare, and now I'm strangled and beat up and covered in pee.
Okay, I did apologize. I don't know what else you want.
There's a little vomit mixed in, too.
That might be mine. Sorry, I vomit.
You say it as if it's a bonus, but it's a further detraction.
I just was stating facts. I love facts.
Is everyone all right? Are the parents that I should go inform?
No, 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 no. We're good. We're good.
Violet, this kindly stranger is only trying to help us. Yes, sir, we would definitely take some assistance. Our parents live at that big estate. The Bitcherton Estate.
The Bitcherton Estate?
Yes.
Are you Bitchertons, perchance?
All three of us Bitchertons.
All three of us.
Well?
Well, I don't live here, though. I live in Bath.
Yeah, that's our cousin.
You can tell from my accent.
Sucks.
Your accent is markedly different than your relatives.
For sure. No, it's because I'm from Bath, so this is a very common Bath accent.
Weirdo.
That's what people from Bath sound like.
100%. You can look it up.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
Every Christmas, I look for the opportunity to perform at least 3 good deeds. And so, girls, you've given me an opportunity to perform one of them here today.
Oh. Or that you could do all 3, because there's 3 of us, so you could...
That feels like a bit of a stretch. It's sort of one gesture on my part. It sort of feels like... Like, you know, maybe it's the one gesture, despite the fact that there are 3 of you. I'm not going for efficiency here.
Okay, I see that logic.
To secure my my place in Heaven's Realm.
Hmm. Oh. Well, if we're raising concerns, maybe I could opt out, because I don't know how I feel about being used so that you could get into Heaven.
Well, that makes me feel that I'm only performing 2/3 of a good deed, which is, based on the math that I've established, not quite as good as where I was a moment ago. So let's see if I could win you over, young miss.
Okay.
And what could I do in order to make you comfortable with this arrangement?
I mean, if you would like to perform a good deed near me, around me, for me, maybe just do it to do it, not for getting into Heaven.
And I think the more I'm thinking about it, I think that lumping us all in together as one good deed is kind of undermining our personhood. Mm. As we are, I know we are very young girls, maybe like 6 or 7 or 8 or 9.
I'm a different age than my sister.
Mm.
An older age than me, yes. And then you, but we'd still each need help individually, and you'd be doing us a solid, but...
I actually have been to Heaven before. I hit my head so hard once that I actually died. I was dead for about 20 minutes.
Oh, my Lord.
And they were able to bring me back.
Oh, that does have lasting effects.
Yeah.
And you've seen paradise.
I've seen paradise.
What report do you have from paradise, young lady? What did you see beyond the pearly gates?
For me, it was basically just a white room. And my little childhood dog came and gave me a little sniffing. And then basically I remember hearing a doctor saying, "We've got a heartbeat! We've got a heartbeat!" And then I was brought back. And then here I am.
To recap, you were brought to an all-white room in the style of an insane asylum.
Oh.
And then your childhood pet gave you a couple of sniffs.
Yeah,
and
that makes sense.
And that's all Heaven was to
you? For me, yeah. And what's weird is the dog was not dead. Like, wait a second. Wait, what are you saying? Wait.
I think you went to hell.
Oh, God. Wait a second. Okay.
How much have you sinned? You're like 7 years old.
It is not my business to judge. And you are all, in fact, 3 independent creatures, despite your young and small stature. My mission will be to do as well as I can by all 3 of you. And so I will ask, in order so that I might perform this Christmas tradition, what I might do for each of you individually that would secure my place in Heaven.
Steal my cousin Violet away. Take her away.
No, stop it. That's not funny. Like, seriously, I'm going to tell your mom.
In that case, feels like a bad deed and a good one might net me out to neutral.
Wow.
Well,
sir, is this game theory?
Are you min-maxing your life, sir?
Yes, I need as many Heaven points as possible before I croak. And I'm really on this good grind. It's what I'm all about is performing service left and right so that I might maximize my odds of landing in paradise.
All right, well, do you have any ideas for how to help us?
Yeah.
Well, I could build a snowman for your entertainment.
I mean...
I've noticed that your sled has taken a mild beating. I could take it back to my workshop.
Oh.
And repair it.
Oh, a workshop?
I could either go to the Bitcherton household and report that you're in need of service, or I could keep the secret if you're afraid of getting in trouble. And the act of doing nothing would be a service unto itself.
What about a pony ride? Would you act like a pony and let us ride you back to the house?
Yes!
What the fuck? Jesus.
What do you want that? To get into Heaven or not?
Jesus Christ.
He keeps saying Jesus Christ.
Are you okay?
Is he praying?
Sir? Yes, of course I can offer you a pony ride on
Yay!
My...
Yay!
Yay!
on my 61-year-old back.
61?
That is
down
old.
On your knees.
Come on.
Okay.
Down on all fours.
So is this going to be one at a time? Or is
no.
it?
Oh, all three all of three. Us.
All three of us.
All three.
Yay. Yay. I'm going to spank.
So bony.
I'm going to spank the horsey's butt.
Yay.
Yay. Faster. Faster.
He brought us home so safe, and we all felt really, really wonderful, and we never quite found out who he was or were able to thank him, but we were all very grateful. He did steal our sled, though. But we did have such a fun pony ride, and that's why I've always been fond of Christmas.
That's why you've always been fond of Christmas?
Yes.
For the togetherness. It's a bit upsetting. Should I be concerned about what happened?
Or? No, no, he was poor.
All right, enough of this. Let me tell my story. Let me tell my story.
Was someone spanking him? I don't...
No, I... That's what you do with ponies. You spank their little butts so that you can move forward. Okay, enough. I'm going to tell my story now.
Great. Fire away.
I'm not a part of this family. I mean, I'm a cousin. But I don't have too many memories celebrating Christmas with all of you, is what I'm trying to say. Well, anyway, I remember one Christmas about 10 years ago. I was 8 years old, and I remember the whole family left to go to church, and they forgot me. And so I was walking around outside because they had also locked the door. And it was getting really late. I was quite hungry. And so I found some mushrooms in the forest, and I decided to have myself a little snack.
Sequin, that's how you doodly-do.
Okay, these are very bad. I cannot stop eating.
My child.
What the?
Ow. Oh, ow. Ow. What are you doing? What are you?
You're trying to take a little girl. Here we go. Strangle you.
No.
Hey, back off. Back off, girl.
You'll never be able to have kids.
Ow. Oh. Ow. Oh. Oh. That's okay. That's okay. Pretty sure I don't have kids.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry. Whoa. I kicked your ass.
Don't you recognize me? I'm Jesus.
Which?
I'm Jesus Christ.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. You need the last name to make the connection?
Oh, my God. Holy.
Yeah.
Cow.
I'm a frickin' celebrity.
What the heck? How many mushrooms did I have?
You had a buttload of mushrooms. And I'm the Jesus that lives inside your head. Which is why I talk this way, you know, like I'm from Bath.
Yeah, that's a very thick Bath accent. Holy cow.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
This is so crazy. So if I can hallucinate Jesus, what else can I do?
I mean, right now at this present moment, basically whatever you hallucinate is more or less, whatever you will to happen is more or less going to happen.
Okay, I want you to be Jesus, but you've got a horn like a unicorn.
Huh. This is kind of weird.
Whoa, you just got a unicorn horn. Okay.
You do not get to ride me. You do not get to ride me just because I have a unicorn.
Okay, get down.
Horn.
I'm riding you.
No,
okay.
Listen. Here. Absolutely. Even the hallucination of Jesus has boundaries.
I'm spanking. Spanking your little unicorn Jesus. But
you know, while I'm here, I might as well teach you a little bit about the meaning of Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Here you are out in the woods stuffing your face full of hallucinogenics when this holiday is supposed to be about togetherness, Violet.
Yeah, no, I know that. I mean, I would be with my family, but they all left me. I think they just forgot that happens sometimes.
Does that not strike you as a little sad?
No, I get it. we only have the two carriages, and you know, there's not always room for me. You know.
Okay, listen, I can do nothing about your self-awareness, you know. I'm basically only the material that lives inside of you. So you can't, there's not much that I can offer you as in the way of wisdom you don't already have.
Yeah. Dang.
I don't even feel like a very complete Jesus, because I'm only the Jesus, I'm only the things you know about Jesus.
Yeah. And I know very little.
I know.
Because basically every time they go to church, they forget me. I think it's because they don't want me to be seen at church. Yeah. I think that's the truth.
You're eating more mushrooms at the moment?
Yeah, I'm hungry. We were supposed to have Christmas food, you know, suet and stuff, but they did that without me.
Wow, I just grew several more horns.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to call it. No one wants to do this anymore. Doodle-a-doo, doodle-a-doo, doodle-a-doo.
Yeah, so that was the time that I met Jesus Christ on Christmas, so it was pretty cool.
I'm sorry?
Wait, did you miss my story? Do I have to start over?
No,
we are not doing this again. I have had enough of this.
Seriously?
Doodle-a-doo-doo-doo.
You saw Jesus on Christmas? You didn't even wish him a happy birthday?
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Well, I was 8 years old, so it's...
No, still kind of rude.
Stop it.
I'm kind of taken aback. Is this to say that you met our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Is that what you're saying right now?
Well, I'm not sure if it was... actually him, or if it was just him in my head, but yes, the answer is yes, I met Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That is...
And then he had a unicorn horn, and I did ride him around a little. Also, I kicked his ass in the beginning. I, like, fully beat that man up. But, wow. Yeah.
Dad, you're really sweating. Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yes, you know, I've just been, you know, doing my vicar thing for quite some time, and it really,
Wait,
you know, it's just...
You haven't met Jesus? You seriously haven't met Jesus?
I've spoken to him. I might not have met him.
Okay,
but,
what does his voice sound like? Tell me right now.
Sounds like a guy.
No, do the accent. Do it. Do the accent.
I couldn't dare disrespect the Lord by, you know, doing his accent as a party trick. But we
You've
all
never
know
met
the
him.
Accent. No, I've met
You've
him.
Never met him.
I have
You've
met
never
him.
Met him. Mm-mm.
I've met him before. We have talked.
No.
You don't know what I've seen and what I haven't seen, child.
Dad, calm down. It's just Violet.
I'm fine.
You're losing to Violet right now.
I'm fine.
You're letting Violet get in your head.
You're right, son. You should stand up for your future wife. Thank you.
No, Dad. Again, I'm going to get out of here.
You've shown me you are correct.
No.
Thank you, son, for showing me that you are already a good husband.
You're learning the wrong lesson.
Thank you so much.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I've taught you well.
You know, speaking of faith and devotion, I actually had my faith reaffirmed on a Christmas as well. Should I tell the story?
Yeah.
Please.
We'd love to hear it, Esty.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure. We've all talked.
It was the night before Christmas, and I was startled awake, so I walked downstairs, and a man was in our living room. And let's go to the scene now. There's not going to be a sound.
No, you have to doodly-do. It doesn't work if you don't doodly-do.
Davis, we've left this... We've left.
Oh, but I... Listen, I just... I like the doodly-do.
Oh, my my god.
Little girl, you weren't supposed to see this, I'm afraid.
Sir, you have big white beard and
yes.
You're wearing a jolly red suit.
Yes.
And you're here next to my fireplace, covered in soot.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just observing what I can see, because what I saw moments before was something shooting across the sky, and it looked a lot like it might have been you in a sleigh and a bunch of reindeer, and I don't know what to believe, because I believe in the stars and the moon and science and planets, and I don't believe in whatever you are, so could you please explain if you're real or if nothing's real?
Little Esty Bitterton, there's no need to be confused. I'm a stranger who's broken into your house to rob you.
Oh, phew. Okay.
On Christmas Eve, everyone buys the children expensive presents. And so I came down the chimney as to be unnoticed. The friction of the chimney provided me ample opportunity to slide down unscathed. These presents are worth a fortune because your parents are very rich. And while I was here, I was hungry. And so I decided to take a nibble of a cookie or two.
Gwen left those out.
You see, there's a very simple explanation for all of it. Very logical.
Well, thank you. Could I ask your name, sir?
My name?
Yes.
My name is Nick.
Okay. Nick? Sir Nick? Nicholas? Just Nick?
Harvey. Harvey Nicholas.
Harvey? Okay.
At your service.
Okay, Sir Harvey Nicholas. Are you sure this, everything you're saying is true and you're not just kind of making it up on the spot to assuage a young girl's fears that science might not be real?
Science and only science is the truth, young lady. And you aren't to get your head in the clouds about any mysticism that would confuse your direction in life. You hear those scrapes on the roof right now?
Yes.
That shuffle of what
sound like hooves. Yes.
Those are my 8 dogs.
Oh.
That's right.
Should they be up so late?
I needed somewhere to put them.
Yes,
and
that
so
makes sense.
I brought them up to your roof, where I could tie them up to your chimney so they wouldn't escape, while I'm down here robbing you.
Well, what would you like to take? Can I help in any way?
Oh, yes, if you could fill up this red sack with whatever you're happy to be disposed of.
Okay.
We'd most appreciate it.
Well, my papa just gave me this telescope because I developed an interest in astronomy. Would you like that?
Oh, no. No,
Esty. Well, what kind of a thief are you? What kind of a burglar are you, then? And how do you know my name?
It's on the mailbox.
That is true. They put my name on the mailbox.
You see, unfortunately, this telescope is too expensive. Where were I to try to find a buyer for it, I would be outed as a criminal immediately. I'm in need of any less expensive or less desirable options you have to put in my red sack.
Well, I guess the next thing I can see is just all these milk and cookies. Would you like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. These will do just fine.
Wow. I've never seen a regular man eat like that before.
Well, I'm not a regular man, Esty. I'm a hardened criminal.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, Sir Harvey Nicholas, I just would like to say thank you for everything.
Thank you, Essay. You have a bright future in front of you, and I can tell.
Yes.
What? Sorry?
No, you go.
No, you go.
Oh, yes, sorry. I was just gonna say, I'm so glad that science is real and the stars are real, and you and Santa, whoever that is just, you know, that's kid stuff, that's made up, that's magic. But stars, there's so many of them. How could we ever settle on one life, you know, one partner, one future, when you can learn about the infinite possibilities that are out there?
That's right, Este. I hope that your academic adventures take you all over the world, except for the North Pole. I cannot stress this enough. Do not come to the North Pole.
Oh, okay. Am I not? Okay.
It's really cold. It's really cold, and it's not. It's inhospitable.
Okay, and can I just ask, have you been there?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going back to bed. Thank you. Just take whatever
good
you
night,
want.
Good night, dear Este. Good night.
It was nice to meet you.
Okay, now we're going to just empty this bag out over here. Do a little bit of rewrapping. A little bit of this and a bit of that. Okay. All right. Santa, you did it again, you sly fox.
And that's the end of that scene, and we're back to present day. No sounds.
Sorry, there was a man here robbing us.
Yes, there was a man here robbing... But, Mama, the point of the story is that science is real, and kid stuff and magic is made up, and my faith was reaffirmed that night.
Is that the point of the story? Did he take something?
He might have. I didn't really notice things looking different the next morning.
All right, Esty. Next time a strange man breaks into our home, just tell someone. Mary, at least.
All right.
So we can take a little inventory of what was missing.
Father Christmas is real, though, right? That was...
Esty, I'm pretty sure you met Santa. That was Santa.
That was Santa. For sure.
That was Harvey Nicholas.
Harvey Nicholas? Come on,
were
that
you
sounds
not
like
paying
Santa.
Attention?
Did you ask him if he was Saint Harvey Nicholas?
You can't just ask someone if they're a saint.
I think you can. I think if you're
okay,
a saint, you
Davis,
won't be...
Okay, are you a saint?
No, I'm not. See how easy that was?
I thought you could always just tell, because they had like a glowing hat on.
Oh, he did have that.
Oh.
That's a Santa clue.
I think he might have stolen it.
Oh.
Anyways.
Violet, put those mushrooms down. Where did you find those?
This is the perfect time to have mushrooms. Everyone's telling stories. It's getting real visual for me.
Oh, just as a question for myself. Would you say you've spoken to the Christ our Lord after eating one of your fungi?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
Several times, actually.
I see.
Dad, don't...
Do you want one?
No, Dad. Don't
you
eat...
You want one?
Don't eat the mushrooms.
I'll give you some.
Don't eat the mushrooms.
So, what is Christianity if not eating with your fellow Christians? I will munch this.
No, Dad.
This should be a good size for you. This is a good size for me.
Okay.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Dad.
Oh, nasty. This is nasty. Okay. Okay, I guess it is my turn for a story, is it not?
No, this one's going to get weird.
No, this isn't going to be weird, Davis. This is simply a story of the sermon I told the first Christmas after your mother died.
Oh.
The pulpits were filled. Everyone was in attendance. You wore your Christmas best. Everyone on bated breath, ready to see what the vicar might do. Wifeless. And you know, on this day,
I have to say, I want to tell a story that my dearly departed wife used to love me telling about when Mary and Joseph took that trip to Bethlehem, and you know the tale. They couldn't find anywhere to stay, in a manger, and I had to stay in a manger, and it was here that that we learned that the three wise men found out about our Lord Jesus Christ, and
patience. This is awful. They've stood up at the vicar, full of grief. You ought to be home mourning his recently departed. Miri is performing for us like some sort of crime
mess.
This is
a bit of a mess. Do you have the brandy? Did you bring that? Because
yeah.
It's pretty brutal,
as
I'm not gonna lie.
You know, that story is how our Lord has been born.
Should we do something? Should someone get up there?
And so, you know, as we move forward past our trials and tribulations, we come together on this day of the Lord's birth. Is that you?
You have got a way with words, Vicar. A real way with words. And you're absolutely right. This season is all about connecting with people. Sorry, God.
God? Yes. No. Thank you so much. I have so many questions and so many things to say.
I'm sure you do. But look, I've been in the audience here listening to you performing this sermon, connecting with your higher power, and just want to say it is so moving and so correct that you spend this holiday season in your grief. There is magic to grief. Grief is how we keep the memory of our loved ones alive. But I have some words of reassurance for you as well.
Oh, okay. I'm ready to hear them.
Which is to say, your wife is fine. She's with me. She's regained her color. She has no cough.
Okay.
In fact, she even asked me to pass a little note along to you.
Okay. What? Hello.
And given the magic of the medium, you're going to hear this note aloud in her own voice.
Wow.
Hello, Glenwald.
Hello? Do you hear me?
No, it's not interactive. No. Okay. It's just a written note.
Yes, of course.
Which
yes.
You're hearing in her words.
All right. Yes. All right. I get. Okay. Makes sense. Yes.
Hello, Glenwald. It's me, Rosemary. I wanted to let you know that I'm doing quite well in heaven. Eating lots of sweeties and pain au chocolat. I've been taking German lessons and also French lessons, just like we planned. And I've been watching over you and Davis every moment of every day.
Every moment of every day, wow.
And I love you so much. In one day, a long, long time from now, we'll all be together again.
Okay.
I'll leave you with this. One thing I know you miss about our time together was all the gossip we would share. And so I invite you to look at the journals in my closet for some really excellent tea. Ta-ta for now. I love you.
your Rosemary.
Wow, I'm God, and even I think that's some, like, great lore. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, so you're going to be reunited for 1,000 years, and then each of you is going to be recycled into something else. I think she's becoming an oak tree. Let me look it up. Yeah, she's becoming an oak tree. You're becoming a liger. Very exotic.
Ooh, that sounds good. Oh, it's okay. And, you know, I was almost going to ask you what a liger was. And then
I can't even really remember. I created half of this stuff, and I have since forgotten. The admin in Heaven Alone, I'll tell you what.
Wow, okay, yeah. That's...
But yeah, so you get a stint in the afterlife, and then there's reincarnation. You know, you all spend so much time arguing with each other. Everyone's correct. Literally everyone's correct.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah, woo, that's amazing. I will say I did not expect everyone to be correct, but that is...
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, you're all just taking a different slice of the pizza, which is fine by me, you know. It's almost like all of you together singing in harmony represent the whole of the spiritual experience. Is this making any sense? This is, for the record, your hallucination within a memory.
Yes. Yes, I definitely feel...
The metaphysical is some confusing shit.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it feels that way right now, to be honest. I feel very confused, but...
The point I want to get through to you is the end is never the end. Our perception of time, if this makes any sense, because... As far as I'm concerned, from the 10th dimensional perspective, all time is a flat circle.
Okay.
It means that your wife ever have been alive. It means that she's alive for all time. And the memory of her alone is a way to keep her living. You performing this sermon now is, in a way, her influence. And... having influenced you to offer this sermon now to your congregation, is that not your wife still alive?
That is so true. That is so true. You are speaking in such a way that I can't. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. I'm tripping balls right now because you're tripping balls right now. So it's getting real. It's getting real heavy.
Okay, wow. Okay. What? Yes, that seems super amazing. Yeah. Who are we?
Who is right?
Yes.
Deep breaths, right? Ooh, grab onto the furniture. My God.
Yes. That's what I was thinking. Wow.
I might do you something. I might need to throw up into something. Do you have something?
Yes. Do you want this? This is where we usually keep the holy water, but yes, I guess you are.
What?
Yeah,
water
you are.
Water doesn't get any holier than this, am I right?
But,
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. Oh, no, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Doodly-doo.
Sorry, Vicar, you just paused for like 10 minutes. Are you okay? You haven't said anything in a while.
Sorry, I got... kind of lost in it, and I was talking. I was talking to God. So you know, even though I didn't speak to Jesus, I feel like speaking to his father. Some might say is more.
Oh, so you just paused for like 10 minutes because you were talking to God. Okay, got it. Great.
Yes, yes,
love
yes,
that
yes.
for you,
Vicar. Great. Your pupils are so huge. Your eyes look like bottomless pools.
Oh, don't worry. This is all part of the process. This is all me connecting to the higher power, and I will tell you it is very good.
Dad,
it's
I don't...
very good. I feel special again.
You are sweating, and your pupils are so dilated, and yes. I really... I think you should lay
so
down.
Is sweating so bad, my son? You seem afraid to sweat.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I wouldn't have said anything, but we're all thinking it.
You're thinking what?
That you're sweating a lot.
Okay. And so what?
Dad, hey, why don't we... Why don't we lay down? Wouldn't laying down feel cool? You could look at the ceiling. Look at the ceiling. Look how cool it is. Look how cool the ceiling is.
Ooh, this is a nice
ceiling. And just nice and back.
Yeah, this
and
is
just
a
nice and back. Wow. And feel how comfy it is. And just feel how comfy it is. Just lean back.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And look at the ceiling.
I'm seeing Jesus now.
Oh, Violet, your pupils as well.
Whoa.
Mama, will you tell the gardener to clear the mushrooms from the estate? I feel this can't be good.
Yes, that seemed like a necessary step.
Davis?
Yes?
I remember how hard that year was for you, and I still meant what I said then. I'll always be your friend.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Esty. I don't think it's a secret that I wouldn't mind it being a little bit more, but I'm happy.
Anyways, I gotta go over there
Okay, that's fine.
Ooh, that was, oof.
Should we call the doctor for the vicar?
Are we going to get Dr. Pomplamous LaCroix back over here? Because I could use another tincture.
No, he's a hack.
I wouldn't mind another tincture myself.
No, the tinctures were good.
No more tinctures for you. You were useless for a week, screaming about the green fairies and the laudanum drips.
Yes, well, best time I've had in a while. Well, I think that was a really successful round of sharing our favorite Christmas memories. This was a weird year, I'm not going to lie. Vibes were strange.
It made me really miss Papa. I mean,
I miss him also because he's been away on business.
Just because he's on business. Yes. Just on
for
business.
So long.
But he'll be
yes.
back soon.
Of course.
Because mm-hmm. he's just yes. on business.
Oh, well. It has gotten quite late. Look at the time. Oh, but...
Oh.
What is that? What is that sound? I hear something on the roof.
Are those hooves?
That like, is something clattering.
Like paws?
I do, too.
I'm curious.
Oh my god, someone's a man's falling down the chimney!
Stay back! Stay back!
He's in the
There's
fire!
There's a man in the house!
Oh my god.
Harvey! You're back!
I think that's what you call a good holiday present. It was sweet, it was sad, but at every step pleasant. I will see you again when next year rolls around. Will the bell of the ball become finally crowned? We will just have to wait and be patient and see. But for now, I suggest you sit under the tree. Go join hands round the fire and share your own tales of holidays past, perhaps in New South Wales. And for those of you wondering, who is this author? I'll share with you now the sole hint I can offer. I can throw you off track with my meter in rhyme, but as Sam Reich would say, I've been here the whole time. Ta-ta, and Merry Christmas for now.
Bitcherton features the voice talents of Brian Flaherty, Katie Maravich, Iffy Wadiway, Alex Song Shah, Carolyn Page, and Cassie Wilson. This episode features guest star Sam Reich. Sam is the CEO of the excellent comedy streaming platform Dropout and is the host of Game Changer and Make Some Noise. All of us here at Bitcherton are huge, huge, huge fans of everything Dropout makes, and we highly recommend you check them out and support all the great shows that they create. Bitcherton is produced under the SAG-AFTRA independent podcast contract. This episode was produced by Elliot Davis and Brian Flaherty. Special thanks to our associate producers, Judith Hepworth, Zach Zane Nelson, and Andrew Setchin. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. If you want even more Bitcherton, join our Patreon to read the Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet and to hear the cast talk back for this episode, which sounds a little something like this.
What kind of ravioli? Just cheese?
I like.
It's not a good story.
No, oh, it's a so very sorry. Random thought.
I actually
no, no,
like
no.
Pizza better.
Ravioli's like a calzone, a small calzone.
I'm
what
so
about
sorry.
Alfredo?
Like,
ravioli.
Bitcherton is a many-sided media production.